You're listening to Let's Talk About It, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. A 5 to 6 minute highlight podcast of the same show is available on KXOradio.com.
Good morning. This is your voice for wellness. Let's Talk About It. And I'm your host, Scott Dudley, and Maria's up in San Francisco. And our guest today is Cindy Coronado. She's a behavioral health manager. Is that right? The Department of BLM. BHM, Behavioral Health Manager.
Yeah. Good morning.
And you work for the County of Imperial, of course, I guess, since it's our show. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you do over there?
Well,
not literally, like answer phones or write reports.
Do you want a list of everything I do?
Start at the top.
Well, you mentioned I'm a behavioral health manager for adult services. So I oversee about 5-6 programs right now. And one of the new ones that we're starting is actually going to be the topic of discussion this morning.
337-8874. Okay, so if you're ready to jump in on anything that we talk about this morning, give us a call. We're here with Cindy Coronado. Okay, which one is it? Which acronym are we studying today?
Before we start, you know, I've been on here for about, I don't know, I've been here maybe 7 times, but I've never really given a shout out to my family, and I wanted to do that today. Do you have a
They're
minute
sleeping.
For me to
they called
that?
Me and said,
no, I have a beautiful niece and nephew who were going to wake up early this morning just so I could wish them a good morning, Kelsey and Matthew, and I wanted to do that before we start.
Was that actually it, or do we now have to
Hi, Maddie. Hi, Kelsey.
Oh, okay. Hey, kids. Morning.
Behave today.
Your aunt's pretty cool.
Very cool.
And she's on the radio. Hey, okay, great. So, okay, but, you know, one of the things, I guess, let's fill in a little history here. One of the things that happened to behavioral health in a big way is the Mental Health Services Act, which about 3 or 4 years ago now was the tax, 1% tax on every dollar over the $1 million mark that a single person earns in California in any given year. So you don't get taxed under a million, but if you earn over a million, 1% of that goes to support innovative mental health program. How's that tax right. affecting you personally?
It's not affecting me. Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
Are you way safe
I don't
still?
Make the 1 million. But yeah, you're right. The Mental Health Services Act was passed about 3-4 years ago by the voters in California. And what they voted on was there was a determination made, I guess, that the services we were providing for the mentally ill, that we were not targeting certain populations that really, really needed more intense
the
services.
Tough ones.
Yeah, the underserved or the unserved. So when this was passed by voters, the counties were given additional funds to target certain populations. And in Imperial County, we set up some programs such as there's a lot of acronyms, yeah, but we have a program set up at the jail for individuals who are coming out of jail who need services, and then we have one for older adults.
Typically, those people didn't get services coming out of the jail.
Right. We found that they, upon being released, that they wouldn't come into treatment. They just kind of got lost because we weren't focusing our interventions.
No, this is people with mental health disorders that are exiting or entering or involved in the jail system, county jail.
Right, with a severe mental illness, or the younger age population that have a severe emotional disorder.
Aren't they all, like, pretty nasty? I mean, what's the difference between severe and unsevere, especially if you're in jail? My goodness.
With mental illness, you mean?
I mean, yeah. So I'm in jail, and I'm a little depressed.
When we're talking about mental illness, the severity level depends really on if it's so bad that the person can't function in different areas. So
being in jail would be like a big trip off.
Yeah, that's a huge one. That's a huge one. Okay. Definitely. So we've seen a lot of progress with just intervening a lot earlier with that population since the development. So that's one of the programs that started when the MHSA came through. So one of the components with MHSA is also prevention and early intervention. And this is for individuals who don't meet our medical necessity, meaning maybe they don't have a severe mental illness, but they're definitely high-risk populations that without some kind of brief intervention and help would likely need us in the future. So with this component, we have a new program that's going to be targeting the older adults from 60 years on who do not have a severe mental illness, who don't meet our medical necessity, but still need some kinds of brief intervention to make sure they don't need us later, that they don't develop a severe mental illness.
Hmm. What kind of people are these people?
An
elder, obviously, who needs a little help but not a lot of long-term help.
It might be an older adult who, because of different losses, you know, at that age, at that stage in life, you're going to be experiencing a lot more losses, friends, family members.
Thanks for warming me up for that age. Wait.
Because you're pretty close to being there.
I know, I'm thinking so.
So you might have a person who's going through maybe mild depression, and that normally isn't what who we see in our department, because we require some severe mental illness. And so sometimes we have an older adult who is presenting with mild depression, and we can't necessarily serve them because it's mild. It doesn't meet our severity level. And so this program called the PEARLS program would target that population, somebody who needs something brief, a brief intervention, just to make sure that they learn the skills necessary to prevent even mental illness from starting.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.